Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this lesson, we are talking about what not to do with the mind. Do not rehearse regret, resentment, or victim thinking until it becomes your identity. That may sound direct, but many people quietly live this way. Regret says, "My past mistake is the truest thing about me." Resentment says, "What they did will control my inner life forever." Victim thinking says, "Because I was hurt, I have no meaningful agency before God." Now we must be careful here. Christian gratitude never denies real harm. Some people have been deeply wounded, some have been betrayed, abused, ignored, abandoned, or treated unjustly. Gratitude must never be used to silence truth or rush healing. But there is also a danger when pain becomes the only lens through which we interpret life. The enemy loves to turn a wound into an identity. Scripture gives another way. 2 Corinthians 10:5 speaks of bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That means not every thought gets to rule us, not every memory gets to name us, not every accusation gets to become our master. A gratitude attitude does not say nothing bad happened. It says God is still present in my life. It says grace is still active. It says I can tell the truth without surrendering my whole identity to pain. The Bible encourages this practice, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern. When people repeatedly rehearse one story about themselves, that story can shape emotion, behavior, relationships, and hope. New patterns of attention can help open space for healing and growth. So what should we avoid? Avoid rehearsing regret without receiving mercy. Avoid rehearsing resentment without asking God for freedom. Avoid rehearsing victim thinking without noticing your next faithful step. Avoid using gratitude to deny grief. Avoid using grief to reject grace. Both errors hurt the soul. What helps? Try this prayer. Lord, help me tell the truth without making pain my whole identity. What harms? Saying, "This is just who I am now," when God is still forming you. In Christ, you are not asked to pretend. You are invited to renew your mind. Your wounds matter. Your choices matter. Your healing matters. And by God's grace, your future is not chained to your worst chapter.